5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Aaron McNaughton. Or even Aaron Norton.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Speaking of Aaron Norton, he's got pipes like mine. Great big huge cannons.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Nice to have your company on a Tuesday, of course. So you get an hour of the Rush Hour. Everyone absolutely loves it. And the reason why is because the big guests come on. And this young man is playing very nicely for the Blues. Zach Fisher, of course, came back, kicked four against the West Coast Eagles. And then, of course, part of that amazing win Saturday night against Fremantle. So looking forward to chatting to Zach from York in Western Australia. And I can give you a preview if you're interested. Fat's no good, York.
Yes.
Only just a joint. So we're looking forward to Zach coming on, and also looking forward to chatting to you for the next hour. Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Yes, indeed. Guess what, Jim?
What?
No football tonight.
Oh, no. And that's a good thing. I nearly had
enough. We've had 33 games in 20 days, so the fiesta is over. So you can just go back and get on a diet, unlike our good mate over there in the studio, Al Rabsy.
Is that your throw to me, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Hit it.
Well, we thought we'd only ever have football champions on the Hall of Fame here on the Crow Show. But we've made one exception today with the state cricket team's exceptional performance winning the Sheffield Shield during the week on Wednesday. We've made an exception for James Brayshaw, our own James Brayshaw. James, congratulations.
Good on you, Hawley.
Hall of Fame. Tony Hall.
On a footy show.
Tony Hall inducting me into the Hall of Fame, Fat.
I see that. I heard it, and there was a long build-up. And a boring build-up from Hawley.
Come on, Hawley. Where is he, Bob? I haven't seen Tony Hall for years. What is he doing?
I'll tell you. I know where he is. I ran into him. He was down in Torquay, Jim. He was. He used to do a bit of work, I reckon, for one of the GMHBA maybe here in Geelong, and does a really good job there. But living down in Torquay,
mate, very very nice bloke, Tony Hall.
You know what? This is true. We're on the squirt one night, having a couple of frothies with Hawley. And he said, can you stay the night, Bill? I said, why? This is his house in Torquay. He said, because I see ghosts. That's true, Jim.
He sees ghosts.
He reckons he sees ghosts.
Oh, no way. Oh, come on, Ollie.
I don't know.
I tell you what he could do was play. He's a bloody talented footballer.
All right. Speaking of footy last night, Richmond defeated the Suns by 21 points in the end. They're down by 10 points at half time. But flex their muscles. They've won now 12 games in Queensland in a row, Jim. So they do like playing in Queensland. Don't worry about
they
that.
They do like it up there, yes. Going nicely.
I don't know if you saw the Tom Lynch incident, but he might be in a bit of trouble. He'd give Collins a bit of a whack, the fullback, Sam Collins, who was filthy after the game, by the way, and just gave him a little tap. But he's done that a bit now, Tom Lynch. He nearly got in trouble with Witherden when he pushed his head into the ground. So he's done it a bit. And I was listening to Fox Footy after the game last night, Jim, and Jack Revolt was interviewed by his cousin Nick, okay? And this is what Jack said about Tom Lynch. He's a pretty scary individual, actually. You played with a very scary man, the G-Train, Fraser Gehrig, your mate, Rui, and he was probably a little bit lot the same. A nice fella off the field, but when he gets on the field, he's a madman. Now, Tom Lynch is no Fraser Gehrig.
I wouldn't have those two in the same category, Bill. I squared off against Big Fraser at the Prince of Wales.
You
let me tell you, Fat, I would far prefer to square off against Tom Lynch than Fraser, who was looking at me fair dinkum like he's about to eat me.
He was going to eat your little scrawny bones. God.
I got a heap of help out of you too, Fat. You just evaporated.
I wasn't there. I did see what was happening, so I took off. But
bug it off.
Jill, there's a job for you, Jillian. We might try and get Fraser Gehrig on. That'd be great to have that little chat, because you were very, very scared.
Well, Bill, it would have been a long day. We'd had the footy show post-season lunch, and it just happened that we finished in the same spot as the St Kilda Mad Monday, because they'd, of course, played in the granny. And, Big Fraser, he wasn't happy with being dubbed the Carpet Snake, which was actually... It wasn't me, it was Sam that called him that, and I just ended up copping it. So anyway,
good.
I loved him. He was great to watch, Fraser Gehrig.
We all loved you copying it. Don't worry about that. Now,
of course
Jim,
you did.
I tell you what I've brought to the rush hour.
What have you brought?
A new report. Have a listen to this.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Like when I went to Hi-Ho.
Oh! It's the US report.
Hi-Ho.
With Billy Brownless.
The American report, fat. Jim.
All right, what do you got for us?
Well, we've got the NBA playoffs. First day today in Disney World, Orlando, of course, Florida, Jim. And we've got some big games here, and I'm going to bring Rabsy, old Chubsy, in because he is our NBA man. He knows it all backwards, he reckons.
No.
And there's a couple of high-scoring games in the playoffs, so Raps.
Yeah, there were. Well, the Utah Jazz and Nuggets went to overtime. That's why that one was high-scoring, Bill.
Well,
that's Joe Ingles' mob.
It is.
It is.
Yep.
Is he the only Aussie playing in the playoffs?
He is because Ben Simmons is injured and Aaron Baines just couldn't make it with the Phoenix Suns. So he is the only one at the moment.
Well, how did he go in that game, please, Bartholomew?
Not bad, actually. 19 points, 5 rebounds and 6 assists, and he hit 5 from deep.
5 from deep downtown, Jim. What about his teammate, Donovan Mitchell? What about, just run through his stats.
57 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists.
Jesus.
And one of the opponents, 57. Jamal Murray, had this to say about him.
Freezing out here being in the bubble. I got to see this dude right after the game. He just dropped 57!
And they got beaten.
Oh, crikey.
What about the...
They got beaten.
And he shot 57. The Boston Celtics defeated the 76ers.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, no Ben Simmons.
Correct.
No,
I did
you,
say that already. Joel Embiid with 26 points and 16 rebounds. He was very good. The game between the Mavs, the Mavs and the Clippers was actually... The Mavs brought it to them. They were leading at quarter time.
The Mavs?
Mm.
Righto. And the Clippers...
Righto. What else is in the US report?
Well, this is your segment, Bill.
I haven't followed it like Rabsy has, but that's all right. We'll move on because I...
What else is in the US segment?
Well, this is interesting, Jim, because, you know, those parks, those nature parks they have over there where you can go and have a look at a wild animal if you like. Well, a lady, a 54-year-old woman, was a passenger travelling through this park in South Dakota, Jim, and she got off the bloody motorbike and she walked towards a bison. You know what a bison is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. It's when Dad drops his son off at school and he says, bye, son.
Dances with wolves, that big bastard things. Yeah.
But she came, she got too close to the little baby bison and then Mama come over and this happened.
Bang!
Oh, my God, it got her.
Yep, and it's dragging her.
Holy
and she doesn't have any pants.
She has no pants on?
No, anymore.
Oh, my God. She's unconscious. There's a buffalo out there with that woman's jeans hanging from its antler.
So she got close to it. Mama come over, grabbed her by her jeans, ripped off her pants, Jim. She was knocked out and lying on the side of the road with no pants on.
Bill, why would you do that?
Why? Do the report or do...
No. Why would you get off your motorbike and walk towards a wild animal?
Well, people do it, Jim. You see them when they go through Africa and then with the lions and things like that. I don't know why you would do that.
No, it beggars belief. Anyway, she ended up with no trolleys.
No trolleys, and they were on the bison's horn, Jim.
Thank you, Bill. All right, does that round up the US report or is there more?
No, there's one more here because our mate old Donald Trump, who Finnegan's not having a great 4 years, to be honest, but he has slammed New Zealand. Have a listen to this over the COVID-19 cases. Have a listen, Jim.
They were holding up names of countries, and now they're saying, whoops. In fact, even New Zealand, you see what's going on in New Zealand. They beat it. They beat it. It was like front page. They beat it because they wanted to show me something. The problem is big surge in New Zealand. So, you know, it's terrible. We don't want that.
A big surge, Donald. Well, they got 9 new cases, Jim. 9 new cases of COVID on the very day that the United States recorded 41,893 new cases.
41,000.
And 654 new deaths.
Fake news.
It is fake news. So come on, Donald.
Don't be rude.
Do you reckon he's traveling, Donald?
China.
I don't know, Bill.
Say it again.
So that's it, mate. That's all I've got from there. That's the my US American rap. Yeah, very good too.
Very nice.
Just something
not
different.
Great.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Like when I went to I Ho Ho.
It's the US Report.
I Ho I.
With Billy Brownless.
So that'll be back
get
tomorrow.
Get Zach Fisher in and tidy this bloody show up, please, rabbits.
Thanks for your basketball report, rabbits.
Fake news.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour. JB and Bill.
Ball inside 50. Levi Eddie's out the back. He's Fisher. Fisher has kicked four. Wow.
Nice return. What about that? Just back into the side and bagging four against the best team in the comp. Welcome, Zach Fisher.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. It's good to be back out there.
But hey, he's been playing well, too.
Oh, playing good footy, Zachy boy, and that one of those days where a couple just fall into your hands, mate.
Yeah, it was just, a few bounced my way, which is pretty lucky. I think it was the first time I've kicked more than one goal, so to kick four was pretty lucky.
Yeah, what's it like being back at home? You're a York boy. Obviously, I had 23 of my first years on earth in Perth, and York's not a great joint, it has to be said. But you drifted into Perth and went to Guildford Grammar, which is, of course, Tom Moody and Brendan Julian, Alex Rance, very famous school, eastern suburbs over there in Perth. So would have been nice to be home.
It was really good. We spent 2 weeks up in Joondalup in quarantine, and then Perth didn't turn on the weather, unfortunately, so... Gold Coast has actually been a bit nicer, but it was good to see family.
Yeah, and what? Tell us about York, because I reckon I've done a sportsman's night or two up there with Mouse. Tell us about the great town of York.
It's a cute little town. I think it has about 5,000 population, about now out of the city. Chance Bateman's actually from there as well, and the Bruce Duperuzel from St Kilda.
Duper.
Name is Duper.
And your mum's New Zealand. She come across and met the old man in York, which is unbelievable, and he was a bit of a superstar for the York Roos.
Yeah, I think he was the game record holder for York, and mum came from Gibson, 2012.
Not a great joint, Zach. I have been to York on more than one occasion. Zach, we need to be honest. We're honest on the Rush Hour. You're not hurrying to get back there, Zach, are you, really? Let's be honest.
I'm enjoying Melbourne, mate.
There's a big difference, Fat, between York and Melbourne.
Oh, would be. Did you used to live with Cripper?
Yeah, I had a year with him last year.
How was that?
With his partner, Mon, and best mate from back home. It was really good, mate. It was good to live a year and see how he lived. He's a very professional captain, and just the passion and care he shows off the field, I felt like it really come down to me, which is good for my football.
Yeah, and now with what? Living with Bella, are you?
Yeah, just my partner won out in Richmond. I'm still only 400 metres from Cripper, so can't go too far from him.
Has Bella drifted up to the Gold Coast with you? Are we everyone in the hub?
There's a few partners that come up. Bella stayed in Melbourne. She's doing some of her crack for her uni, so she just stayed up in Melbourne.
And how long are you in the hub for?
I think we've gotten to the rest of the season.
Oh, crikey. I bet what are you Bella's... laughing at, Fat?
Well, I'm looking at Bella. I don't reckon she's from York, Jim.
Where is Bella from, Zach?
She's from Corrigan, about still country WA.
Oh.
And so this is a long-standing relationship?
4 years now, I think.
Ooh. 4 years. All right, I'm just saying that. She's 22. Oh, yeah, that's not bad. Hey, mate.
Bill.
He's also a very keen video gamer. He's one of those gamers, Jimmy boy, is our mate here, Zachy. So you've been doing a lot of gaming in isolation?
Yeah, there's been a fair bit of it, especially in the quarantine period when we couldn't do much. There's probably about a group of 10 here who all brought up their PlayStations and have been given that a good red-hot crack.
Hey, Zach, stick around. We need to get to Saturday night. Yes. Bill. Not the first time in the West that a Brayshaw's been worked over by the umpires. Oh. Fair dinkum. The amount of times I got seen off at the Wacker and poor old up. Andy Brayshaw. We're going to get to the bottom of that with our man Zach next.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with JB and Bill.
Fremantle line up on the mark. Nunes has kicked. Oh. It's a magnificent kick. He's won the game for Carlton. Oh, what a kick by Nunes.
What a kick it was. Where were you on the ground, Zach? What sort of a view did you have of it?
Yeah.
I was right next to the goal umpire, and I've done the biggest back bend you've ever seen, trying to see it through, but unbelievable kick. I can't believe you kicked it.
It was never missing, mate. It's off the boot. It was going straight through the middle.
It was an absolute screamer. Yeah, it's pretty good that he got the kick in the end.
So what about your thoughts? So, yes, we'll go with the tab ray. That was probably there. Then the down the field, because it was out in the fall, did you think we've lost the game then?
It was probably a good kick to get, because if you did miss, it was a bloody tough kick. But he got onto it pretty well, so I'm pretty happy for him.
And then, of course, it was Mickey Gibbons, our man, who we talked to a bit on the Rush Hour. He was supposed to take the kick. He wouldn't have made it, would he?
He would have been touch and go. He wanted it too. He was standing there for a while with his hand up, and he was right there too, but the umpire didn't want to give it to him.
Hey, Zach, those tiny little legs of Gibbo, he wouldn't have got bloody close to making the distance, let alone getting it through. But I take you back to the...
Well,
yeah, exactly. I'll take you back to the downfield. Now, the youngest of my brother's kids, Andy Brayshaw, is 75 kilos dripping wet. He couldn't blow... our bloody producer, Jill Goodover, let alone yes, Sam Doherty, who jettisoned himself to the ground. What the hell was going on?
Oh, I can't really comment on it. I'm pretty happy that we got the downfield, so.
Did you know who with the, as Bill said, it should have been Gibbo who took the kick. What was going on out on the ground? Did the umpire nominate who it was, or did Gibbo just realise and bugger off? Or like, what was your understanding of what happened on the ground when all that went down?
Yeah, I actually wasn't too sure on what was happening, because I didn't even know that we got the downfield at the time. But I think there was about four boys that ran over to try and get the kick, and Gibbo was in one of those four, and I think he was closest to Jack Nguyen, so he gave it to him. I'm not too sure.
Well, it doesn't matter, mate. At the end of the game, you were the team that won.
And he put it through the stick. It keeps the finals hopes alive too, Zachy boy.
Yeah, we're still taking it week by week, the old cliche saying. But it was a good one to get, because I think it does keep the hope alive.
So then you got the Suns this week, and then Collingwood. So you got some big ones, but the Suns and Darwin, that'll be a beauty.
Yeah, the weather's looking quite nice up there, so it'll be good to... Could get a good hit out up there. I think we fly out that week, so it'll be nice.
Zach, how's it been mentally this season? It's so weird. You're flying into hubs everywhere, and you're playing home games in Perth and home games in Darwin. From your own mind, has it been easy to settle and focus, or has it been sort of difficult?
I think we've all had our ups and downs, I think. I think coming from a boarding school background, it's been, I think, easier for me because, you know, I've been away from home since, I guess, I was 12, but I think everyone's finding it tough without family, but I guess it's just how we deal with it week by week.
And the coaching group, how are they helping you with that? Bill was talking last week about the fact that the training loads have been virtually eliminated, so you're really just playing and recovering, but, yeah. You know, what about meetings? I know the meetings can be pretty intense. Have you had them dropped off a touch?
I think they've really been driving the fun element. So we've had, as you said, like, some PlayStation, FIFA comps, table tennis comps, and there's been a lot of cards being played throughout the trip. So driving that fun, so we're keeping our minds occupied, but still being able to switch on when we have to and switch off when we can, which has been important.
Good on you, Zachy Fisher. Good luck Friday night. Take on the Gold Coast Suns up in Darwin. Enjoy and see if you can snag another four, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate
well
it.
Well done, mate.
The Rush Hour's Clangers of the Week.
Oh boy. Wowee.
Amy. Clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
This is a good young player, by the way.
Is it Clarkie?
What is that? Oh, no. 15 out directly in front. He has absolutely shanked it.
Goes searching forward. Oh. Himmelberg dropped a sitter. Please. Dropped an absolute sitter. Then he's caught in the McCartan tackle.
He actually couldn't catch Corona.
Hambles to the running player now. Seedsman gets around beautifully. Bulk dives and then misses from 15 out straight in front.
You can't even have to just hand pass. This is like, Curdo has kicked off the ground and whacked his teammate right the head in Simpson. Oh, that was...
was unbelievable.
Oh, Kate Simpson's just got the biggest falcon.
That is the Amy Clangers from round 12 of AFL action. That is all thanks to Amy, of course. Clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
Oh, nice show too, all except for the US report at the top, which I think was universally received as being pretty underwhelming. But everything else about the show has been very, very good. Of course,
you know why, Jim?
Why?
Rabsy was involved. I thought he'd be a bit more upbeat and be know a bit more about what's going on. He thinks he's a B-ball specialist. Fair dinkum.
Never said that. And I thought I brought a lot to the table.
Nothing, except for some food.
And tomorrow, Brad Shepherd is going to be on. We look forward to chatting to the West Coast Eagles star. And also the Hump Day quiz, actually on Hump Day.
So it should be very popular, that. Jim, I'm just reading off the wires here. Jason Carter, who plays for Frio, has been suspended for 5 games by the Dockers after being charged with drink driving on Sunday morning. He's naughty, Jason.
No, that's not acceptable behaviour, Bill. So, fair enough, I would have said. Now, something humorous?
Probably.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
You ready, Jim? This is a beauty.
Yes.
You ready for it?
Not really.
I've just joined a rock band, Jim, that play the same songs in the same order at every gig. We're called OCDC.
Oh, no.
See, Jill loves it. No, Rapsy's got a little smile.
No.
Oh, no.
That's not bad.
No,
that's good.
It's bad. It's
that's
bad.
That goes up in the top 10. That's up there with Brick.
No.
Shuffled to his mum.
Which one comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah.
No, OCDC's not a good joke.
No. OCDC.
You ruin our reputation as a rock station.
On.
Oh, and you've ruined it as a basketball station, so get started.
US report.
Yeah, it's very good. Get it back. Say it again.